Okay, Stacey Wittig, Unstoppable Stacey, can you do 20 questions?
I hope so. Let's try.
I think you can. All right, what would you do differently on your very next Camino that you're going to walk?
I guess I'm always trying to pack less. I would try to pack less.
All right. Number two, favorite thing to do in Santiago after you arrive?
I love to go down to the cathedral and welcome other pilgrims. So after I take my obligatory, hey, I made it picture, and then I'm always like looking for pilgrims that I've met and welcoming them and hugging them. And I'll even do that the next day. I'll even go in and start welcoming pilgrims the next couple days.
Oh, that is so cool. Great idea. I hope other people adopt that. Number three, favorite Camino route or a town or village along any Camino route that you just adore?
Oh, so I mentioned this in our interview before, but I love the Le Puy route. So Le Puy en Velay in France to Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port is 30, 35 day walk. And then if you can continue on into Santiago, absolute best favorite pilgrimage.
Excellent. And then do you have a favorite food that you look forward to, you know, you're always going to eat when you're walking a Camino?
Yeah. So right now my favorite food is tostada con tomate. So the toasted bread and then the tomato and olive oil and salt. And I just had one this morning, but of course it's not as good at home as it is in Spain.
I've adopted that as well as one of my main breakfasts here. And sometimes lunch, could even be dinner. Yeah. Okay, are you the kind of pilgrim that walks before the sun comes up? You know, you got the headlight, or you kind of like lay back and start a little bit later?
So depending on where I'm walking. So if there are a lot of pilgrims or if it's hot, then I try to get up before dawn. But I'm old school. So back in the olden days, you could not leave before, I think it was 6 a.m. So I'm always very cognizant of other pilgrims, and I don't want to, and I hate the headlamp things.
Especially at 4 a.m.
In the albergue.
Okay. I think I know the answer to this, but just double check. You walk with poles or no poles?
I walk with poles all the time.
The high techy kind, not the traditional staff, like two poles, right?
Yeah, two poles. And I always tell people, it's just like any other kind of athletic equipment. You have to practice, you have to get used to it. Don't just try it one or two days and go, I hate them, because it takes a while to figure out the proper way to do it.
I agree. I have trained a lot of people on how to use them, right? Because once you know how to use them, they're really helpful. And I always believe in using two of them because I'm a yoga teacher and you should stay balanced.
Yes, I love that.
Okay, so is there a favorite guide aside from your own? Okay, so we know you've got the great books, but aside from your own books, is there a favorite guidebook, a favorite Camino app, a favorite Camino memoir, or a movie that maybe a lot of people don't know about that you would want to recommend?
Okay, so I would say The Great Western Walk. Is that the
word? The Great Westward Walk, the one Rebecca translated.
Yes, The Great Westward Walk, because I have it here. We just did a shell ceremony last night and there's a quote from that. So I would highly recommend, even if you've read it before, read it again.
I agree. It's one of my all-time favorites. It's such a good book. He is such a good writer.
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you more of a bunk bed, private room, or parador kind of pilgrim? And no judgment. No judgment, anyone watching, and no judgment from me.
No, I'm definitely the bunk bed pilgrim. I love to stay at the parochials. So I love to stay with the sisters. I love to stay in the monasteries. I have become a lower bunk bed person. I really do appreciate a lower bunk bed. Although on my last Via de la Plata earlier this year, I was known to have to crawl into the top bunk occasionally.
Okay, so that's a new question level I have to ask. Are you a top bunker, bottom bunker? Okay, good. Okay, well, I'll confess, I'm a little more of a private room girl, but I'll do anything. And I do love a good monastery. Like, those are my favorite, where the sisters, where we have the special services, special, you know, masses. All right, favorite season to walk, winter, spring, summer, or fall?
I like starting in like late the last week of March. And so walking in April and May, of course, again, depending on where I'm going, because Via de la Plata, you can't walk that time of year. It's too warm. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. Are you a cafe con leche or Americano or no cafe kind of gal?
Definitely cafe con leche. So I have cafe con leche with my tostada tomate.
Exactly. Now, when it's time for tapas, are you a wine gal or cerveza, you know, vino, cerveza?
All of the above. So what I learned from my European friends when I first started walking is that after your walk you have a beer because you're thirst quenching. But then when you get back together and hang out, then you're drinking wine.
You know, that's really true. I just did that on my last one with my dad. And I had never been a cerveza kind of person, but we walked during this last heat wave. And boy, the cerveza really, honestly, was very refreshing. And I'm not joking. Like, it right. seemed to be filling and just right.
Carbs.
Yes, good carbs, right? All right, so now this is an important one. Are you in the camp of tortilla with onions or no onions?
I didn't know you could order it either way. I just always take it as it comes. And I would definitely want onions because to me, it should have onions. So
me too. But now if you were going to make it at home, would you still have onions in it?
Oh yeah, definitely. Onions. I love onions.
Me too. But there's always a big debate and I don't understand it because I always thought it was only with onions.
Yeah. So, well, this is new for me. I'll have to investigate. Maybe I'll have to write a blog post about it.
Yeah. And I think there's probably a little research to be done. Because I think there's some areas maybe where onions aren't a part of it. And I can't remember off the top of my head what city it was, but I've heard that before. Okay. All right. If you could go back in time and tell yourself one thing before you walked that very first Camino, what would you tell yourself?
I don't know. I was thinking things like it's going to be okay, but I didn't have that much apprehension.
Yeah.
I think I was, you know, I had to ship all those books ahead. So maybe I would say, hey, leave some books behind.
You're going to be social.
I don't take books anymore, except for if it's my guidebook. So.
Yeah. Now I know you've been a big backpacker your whole life. Do you still carry your own backpack or are you open to using a service to transfer things on from time to time or all the time?
So I'm old school. Yeah. I always say that you walk your own Camino. So if you want to have your bag carried, you should do that. However, yeah. I really believe that part of the Camino experience is that, I don't want to say suffering, but you know, it's the demands that it takes on you. Yeah. And I think the more you break down your physical body, the more your emotions rise, and then you can get to that spiritual level. And so I think if you tend to do these things that, you know, that you might not reach the spiritual level that you want to reach. Does that sound weird? Sorry.
No, not at all. Good answer. All right. Place in Spain that right now that you're back home that you feel like you're missing a bit.
Oh, I'm missing Andalusia.
Yeah, so, I haven't been there yet. Really like it, huh?
I walked from around the Sevilla area towards Santiago, and you walk at first through Andalusia, and it is amazing. It's a different culture. It's different than Northern Spain. It is, I love culture, and I love getting into with the local people. So when you're walking, obviously that's the slowest travel you can do. So yes. I love slow travel.
And you have some posts, I think, on your blog about that trip, right?
So yes,
people can check that out. I'll have a link on here for that. All right. I don't know if you can narrow it down, but is there a favorite Camino landmark or church aside from the cathedral that you love?
You know, I love the cathedral in León. So it's one of the cathedrals that looks most like a French cathedral. It's got a lot of stained glass and it has, you know, the high arches and that just, I love medieval cathedrals. And so I guess I think that would be it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful one. All right. If you had to use three words that would define your very last Camino walk, what would those three words be?
Long, hot, fun.
Long, hot, fun. Love it. And can you recall a Camino where you were walking and you actually needed to buy something because you didn't have it?
I ended up buying gaiters. I was up like near Oshibrero and the rain was just horrible and I ended up buying gaiters.
All right, cool. All right. And let's see, if you had to write a book that was a life memoir, what would you call it?
Maybe Bone Camino.
I love it. Not Unstoppable Stacy?
No, I need to chill more than be unstoppable. I need to
Tranquilo, Stacy.
Yes, baby. Yes.
All right. So I know folks listen to the podcast that we did, the audio version. They'll already know this answer, but the folks watching this don't know. What's the big bucket list thing that's on your to-dos right now?
So my big bucket list item for Camino is to walk the St. Olaf's Veg, which starts at the Arctic Circle, goes down to Trondheim, Norway, and then you can eventually make your way to Santiago. I think it's a 6-month journey. I don't think I could do the whole thing, but I would love to do the Norwegian portion.
All right. Well, we'll be looking for the blog posts about those and probably the next guidebook. I don't know. Well, thanks for playing 20 questions. We really appreciate it. And if you're just watching this on YouTube, just know that there's also an episode with Stacy on the podcast. And we go into a lot more detail about many things, including the Wisconsin Way, which is a route that you can walk in the United States, as well as her other guidebooks and all of her other amazing Caminos, which it was lots of fun talking to her. So I hope you'll check that out. Thanks everyone for coming. And Stacy, if you'll just stay on for a quick second. And Buen Camino, everyone.
Las cosas que necesito en la vida.